Again, thank God for each of you who are on the line tonight. So tonight we're going to be, y'all know I told you I like to just kind of dig and dissect the Word of God. So tonight we're going to be looking at actually our scripture reading for the month, which is Proverbs 18. And we're going to be looking at verse 10 and verse 11. And you'll find in Proverbs, they're short sayings, but they're rich in meanings. And you know, it contrasts the wise with the foolish, the righteous with the wicked. And it's a guideline for us. You know, Solomon is credited for the majority of the Proverbs, chapters 1 through 29. And not all the time Solomon, you know, heeded his own advice. You know, there was times when he strayed. But nevertheless, this is the inspired word of God. It's wise instructions for us to live by. And they are beneficial if we take them to heart and we make up in our mind to walk in obedience and apply these proverbs to our lives. They're beneficial to us. So I'm going to read verse 10 and verse 11 because they kind of go together. Verse 10 reads, and I'm going to be reading from the New American Standard Version on tonight. Verse 10 reads, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe." Verse 11, "A rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own imagination." So here, as I said earlier, the Proverbs often come to contrast. So here, the contrast, you're contrasting that one who relies on the Lord, as opposed to, which we're talking about, genuine faith, and that which is imaginary. So the Bible says the name of the Lord. And there is so much that can be said about the name of the Lord. And even a name in general, it's based on, you know, once you lived and people get to know you and are associated with you, your name is your character. Your name is who you are. Your name means something. It means integrity. So, you know, when people call on you, they're calling on you because they know they can depend on you because of who they've learned that you are. They know that they can depend upon you when they call upon you. So your name means something. So here we're talking about the name of the Lord, and you'll notice that the word Lord is in all capital letters, meaning Yahweh. So you can say the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. It's related to God's character and the entirety of who he is. It refers to his strength, him being a rock and a fortress for us. So when you call upon the name of the Lord, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. That name is a fortified tower. It's a strong fortress. It's a mighty tower. And a tower, when you talk about a tower, when you think about a tower, you think about something that's tall or high. Psalms 148 and 13 says, "The name of the Lord is high. Let them praise the name of the Lord because his name is high above all others. His glory is above the heavens and the earth." David said, "Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." And there's so many names for God. And I think Lady B covered a lot of them on last week. As Elohim, he's creator. as Yahweh. He's a covenant-keeping God. He's the eternal I am, as El Shaddai. He is the all-sufficient, all-powerful God Almighty. As Jehovah Jireh, we know him to be our provider. As Yeshua, we know him to be our Savior. He is our good shepherd. He leads, he guides, he protects. He is the Lamb of God who has laid down his very life for us. He is Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, Christ the risen Lord. He is eternal. He is glorious, highly exalted, King of heaven. Psalms 8 and 1, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So the scripture says, the name of the Lord, his name, just his name, is a strong tower. It's a place of refuge, a place of safety. It's a place where the righteous. It ain't for everybody. The scripture says where the righteous, those who are in a right standing with God, those who are in a right place with God. I ain't talking about those playing church. I'm talking about those who have a genuine relationship with God. And you have a made up in your mind to do right and to live right and to that your life lines up with God's moral standards, the standards that he set aside, he's laid down in his word for us. We made up in our minds to walk upright before him. Jesus gave us his righteousness. When he went to the cross, he took on our sins in our place, and he gave us the righteousness of God. So the Bible says the righteous can run in and be safe. That means you can run into his faithfulness, you can run into his power, you can run into his authority, you can run into the mercies of God and the love of God. And look what God will do. He says, I will set you on high. Psalms 91, I believe verse 14, says, because he has loved me, that's you and I, because we have loved him, God says, therefore I will deliver you. I will set you securely on high, because why? Because we know his name. Thanks to God, that's awesome. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's a place where true safety and true protection are found. And you know what? I looked up and failed to give you my subject for tonight, but it's divine protection. So I begin to look up divine protection, and it's an act of supernaturally shielding someone from harm, injury, or danger. It's a situation in which God protects us from sickness, financial strain, depression, worry, fear, stress. And when you live under God's divine protection, it also shields us from physical harm to ourselves, to our families. Our success and our promotions at work are protected. The Bible says the angels of the Lord are encamped round about us to keep us in whatever we do, whatever we go, wherever we go. Not one angel, but the angels of the Lord are encamped round about us to keep us in all of our ways. So when I talk about God's divine protection, it's God's way of defending us and shielding us from every form of evil. And God's way is totally and absolutely dependable. You can depend on God, when you run into that strong tower, when you run into the name of the Lord, you're safe, you're shielded, you're defended, you're protected. Unlike those in verse 11 that talks about their wealth being their strong city. The Bible says it's all in their mind. It's imaginary. Let me tell you something, saints of God. There is no safety in money. There is no safety in wealth. There is no safety in your finances. Money cannot provide safety because I'm reading the footnote from the life application. It's too many ways that money can lose power. It says the government can cease to back it. Thieves can come in and steal it. Inflation robs it of its value. But God never loses his power. He is always dependable. So when you look for safety and security, don't look unto wealth. But I encourage you tonight to look unto God. You know, so many people right now are going through so many different things. Many don't even know that they can run to the name of the Lord. They can run to that strong tower because that tower, it rises high above your problem. It rises high above your circumstances. It rises high above your situations. I don't care what you're going through, but that strong tower, the name of the Lord, it rises above everything that you go through. And I'm telling you, saints of God, it will meet your needs when you can get into that place of safety, when you can get into that safety zone where God abides. Where God dwells, when you can get into that place, there's nothing. Again, God said, I will lift you up high above the enemy, high above a place where the enemy cannot get to you, a place where the enemy cannot harm you because you know his name. Not that imaginary safety, but that true safety, where true protection is found. I don't care if you're lost, you're confused, if you're scared, if you're sad, if you're threatened, if you're weak, if you're overwhelmed, if you're struggling financially, doesn't matter what it is. I come to let you know tonight that the name of the Lord is your strong tower. And I encourage you to run. I'm not talking about walking. I'm not talking about skipping. But this signifies a sense of urgency. Make haste and run into that safety zone. Run into that strong tower. Run to God. David says, God, I cry from the ends of the earth. I cry unto you for help when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to that place, God, where my enemies can't harm me. Lead me to that place where my enemies can't reach me. That place represents love. It represents mercy. It represents grace and power and righteousness. Lead us to that place, God, that rock that is higher than I. Psalms 27 and 5 says, for in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. I encourage you tonight, God. I encourage the people of God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. where the righteous, we can run in. We're guarded against danger. We can hide. You know, in the Word of God, there is a hiding place. But we have to get into the Word of God to find out where that hiding place is. And how do we run to God? How do we make haste getting to God? We do it through prayer. We do it through seeking the face of God, learning who God is. We seek it by, we learn that place by knowing that we're in a right standing with God. We do that through prayer. We grow in God through prayer, through studying the Word of God, through meditating on the Word of God. And, you know, and the more I thought about that scripture, the name of the Lord. Yes, we know God to be our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. But scripture says the name of the Lord. I mean, that's saying something. You can call upon the name of the Lord. And you can find safety and you can take refuge. Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems and you're not going to encounter difficulties or adversity in your life. Doesn't mean that. But when those things come, when those tests come, when those trials come, when those different circumstances come up against you, there's a place where you can run, and it's to the name of the Lord. It's in the name of Jesus. There's no other name like his name. There's no other name above his name, no other name under the heavens whereby men must be saved, but it's in the name of the Lord that we can run. And we can be safe. We can take shelter. We are lifted up above our enemies, above sickness, above financial struggles. We're lifted up above all of that stuff. God loves each and every one of us. And if we could just learn to take the Word of God and apply it to our everyday life, again, it's beneficial. You cannot go wrong when you put your trust in the Lord. You cannot go wrong when you put your confidence in God. You cannot go wrong when you lean and you depend upon him. Don't focus on you know, Proverbs talks about worldly wisdom. Nothing like the wisdom that God gives. And he said, if you lack it, any man, if you lack wisdom, all you need to do is ask. And God says, I will give it unto you liberally. He says, I won't hold it back. I'll give it to you. Wisdom that comes only from the omniscient God, the all-wise, the all-knowing God. Wisdom, words to live by, words to apply to our lives every single day. And I just encourage you tonight, as you call on the name of the Lord, You can just visualize him as a strong tower standing over you, barricading you, protecting you, and shielding you. If you can just envision that when you call upon the name of the Lord and know that when you run in, you are safe. The word declares that you are faith. And I just wanted to encourage you on tonight. Call upon the name of the Lord. When you're in trouble, when you feel like, you know, you feel like what you're going through, that there's no end. You feel like the burden is just getting too heavy for you to bear. Peter said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God loves you, people of God. And there's nothing he won't do for you. But there's things that we have to do. We have to be in the right place. We have to be in right standing with him. We have to walk upright before him, walk in obedience unto his every written word, not just some of it. We can't pick and choose. We can't twist the word of God. But his word says what it means, and it means what it says. We can't alter it. We can't add to it, can't take away from it. But it is what it is. And when we can get to that place in God where we're in that right standing with him, there's a place where we can run. There's a place where we can take refuge. There's a place, my people of God, where we are safe. And I pray that the word has come tonight to encourage you and to lift you up. And we're going to pray tonight. And we're just going to believe God. We're going to take God at his word. We're going to put our trust in him. And as we call on the name of the Lord tonight, we're going to receive him as that strong tower, as that place where we can run and be safe. Father, it is in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, God, and we say thank you. Thank you, God, for being God all by yourself. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, my God, that you are the I am that I am. Thank you tonight, God, that you are altogether lovely. Thank you tonight, God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you tonight, God, that you are our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you tonight, God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, God, our peace. Thank you tonight, God, that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu, God, our righteousness. Thank you tonight, God, that we know you to be the El Shaddai, the Almighty, all-sufficient. More than enough, God. We thank you tonight for the name of the Lord. We thank you for the name of Yahweh tonight. We thank you, my God, that there is no other name, my God, that compares to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God, that there is power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance, my God, for every person on this line tonight, God. It's in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, that there is victory for your children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. There's healing tonight. Those that are going through health challenges, my God, it's in the name of the Lord. Healing for your people, it's in the name of the Lord. Oh, my God, you said the righteous can run in and be safe. My God, we are holding fast to the promises of you on tonight. We're standing upon the word of you tonight. We take you, God, at your word. Your name, God, means something. Your name, God, has a reputation that you're upholding, my God. It means something. And we call upon the name of the Lord on tonight And we asking you tonight, God, to meet the needs of your people. Whatever it is, God, we're asking you to meet needs tonight in the name of Jesus, in the authority that you've given us to call upon your name, to use your name, God, in the authority of Jesus Christ. We're trusting you. We're leaning on you. We're depending on you, oh, my God, to step in tonight, God, and turn some things around, God. Make some crooked places straight, God. Order our steps tonight, God, through the word of you, Lord. And we know your word, God, to be true. We know the word of God to be pure. We know you to be a faithful God. My God, the attributes of you, oh, my God, are all bundled up, God, in the name of the Lord. Your faithfulness, your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. Oh, my God. It's all in the name of the Lord. And we pray tonight, God. We pray tonight, God, for Bishop Roy Foots. We pray, God, for Pastor Cynthia Johnson. We pray tonight, God, for David Sims and Sherry Francisco and Jamari Whitson. We pray for Diggin Bernard tonight, God, that you would bring healing and deliverance. God, you see the physical health challenges that they're dealing with tonight. And one thing, God, we do know that there is absolutely nothing too hard for you. There's nothing, God, you can't do because, God, you are the great physician. Yes, we thank you for the doctors. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given them. But, my God, we know you to be the God of all doctors, the Lord thy God that healeth. And God, we're claiming the promises of you tonight. Promises, God, that you've laid down for us in your word. We're reaching down to, up tonight, God, and we're pulling down the promises of you tonight, God, for your people. Oh, my God. We pray for Mother Liggins tonight. We pray for Reverend Anderson, Diggin Walter Brown. We thank you tonight, God, for your keeping power. We thank you, God, that you allowed them to celebrate birthdays, and some are yet coming in the next week. But, God, you've been faithful. You've been so good. You've been so merciful. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For Pastor and Lady B, God, who you allowed them to celebrate birthdays. You allowed the church family to come together to celebrate them and to shower love upon them. God, we don't take the goodness of your God for granted. But, God, we thank you, oh, my God, for your goodness unto your people. We thank you tonight, God. Continue to pray, God, for my godson, Malik. He's just a little one, God, going through so many different challenges. But I know you, God, to be a healer. I know you, God, to still perform miracles. And I'm asking you, my God, to bring healing in the midst of this and that. I'm asking you, my God, to bring healing to that young man. I thank you for his parents, God. I thank you, my God, as you give them a continual spirit of endurance and perseverance to go through, my God, whatever it is they might have to go through, but to hold fast to you and know, my God, that you're able to bring them through with the victory. We thank you tonight, God. Thank you so much, God. I continue to pray for Diggin Robert and Shirley Cooper and all of those, God, that are on this line tonight, that you would just, God, meet them right where they are and bring healing, bring deliverance, Whatever it is, the need is, whatever it is. You said all things are possible as we believe. And again, there's nothing, God, you won't do for your people. And I pray, God, that we're in a place to receive the blessings of you, God. I thank you tonight, God, every pastor, every minister, every teacher, every evangelist. Oh, my God. We're living in a time now, God, where we need the word of you now more than ever before. And we thank you tonight, God, as you grow us in you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. That we can position ourselves, God, to be in a place where you can use us, God, to build your kingdom, where you can use us, God, to win souls to the kingdom of you, where you can use us, God, to go forth and be a witness for you, my God. Your reputation, God, is at stake. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight, God, as we yield ourselves to you, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, we yield ourselves to you, Lord. That you would ever have your way in us, oh God. Not our will, oh God, but Father, let your will, God, be done. I pray for Helen. I pray for my sister. I pray for those in the nursing homes, those in the hospitals, those, God, that are locked up behind the prison wall. Oh, my God. That you would just have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy, oh God. You see them. Have mercy tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, renew strength tonight, Lord. Renew strength tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight, God. I give you praise on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. I give you praise on tonight, God. Lord, you're so worthy. You're so worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you tonight for the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you for thank the you. Name of the Lord that is a strong power. Oh, my
thank
God,
you,
where we can run in, God, and take refuge and be
thank
safe.
You,
oh, my God, we can rest, God, in you. My God,
yes.
We can take shelter under you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my
yes.
God, we're safe in the arms of you, God. We
yes.
thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray for Betty Ann tonight, God.
Yes.
Thank you so much, God, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, my God, as you daily,
yes.
God, renew her strength. God, in the name of Jesus.
In the
oh,
name
my
of
God,
Jesus.
Encourage her heart tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
Those of her family members, God, encourage them as they take care of her, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
Oh, my God, every family member that's serving as caregivers on tonight, God, strengthen them, Lord. Overshadow them tonight, God, with compassion, with your love, God. That's not an easy task. But, oh,
yeah.
my God, thank you, Lord, for
thank
your
you,
keeping calm. Thank you that you're full of compassion and that you're rich in mercy. Thank
yes,
you that
Lord.
You love with an everlasting love. And we give you glory on tonight, God.
Hallelujah,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory on tonight, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You in praise for your people. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In advance. Oh, my God, for what you're getting ready to do in your people, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight. We
thank
you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, God, for caring for us.
Thank
you for protecting us. Thank you for shielding us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
you.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you so much, Lord. Oh, my God, nobody like you.
Nobody.
Nobody like you, God.
Nobody.
And we thank you on tonight, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you on tonight.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Can it done by faith. Hallelujah. We count it done by faith.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen.
Thank you.
Amen, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, what a wonder you are, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you so much. And thank all of you again for dialing in tonight. And I pray that you've been blessed by the word of God. And just keep in mind and remember that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And it
is
a place where the righteous can run in. And you are guaranteed divine protection.
Yes.
Go in peace. I love you. God loves you more.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray you all have a good night.
Yes, Lord. You too.
Thank you. Good night, Lord.
Everyone.
Last word.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah God, I thank you.